we're not going to continue to talk about give up an intimate relationship with our Lord. Okay, let's turn to Song of Solomon. Chapter 1. Song of Solomon. Chapter 1, verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Okay. And on Monday, we talk about let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And now, I'd like to share with you the love, our Lord's love is better than wine. Okay. As you know, wine is a substance. You can see, we can see, right? The wine, some liquids and spirits store, they sell wine. Then we have to pay money for it. And it can be used up. If you buy the bottle, and one day or 2 days, even cooking wine, maybe after 1 year, then it will be used up. Right? Like Jesus one time went to his friend's house to attend a wedding ceremony, and it turned out the wine just ran out of it. So the servant went to Jesus' mom, said, "We don't have any wine anymore." So wine one day will be used up, okay, because it's a material, and it can be seen. The wine is good. For some people, it's good, but of course for us, like, we feel it's bitter. How many of you ever tasted the wine? Raise your hand. To me, you like it? The taste? No? Okay. But we just imagine the coffee. Where's the coffee? The love of Jesus is better than coffee. How many of you drink coffee every day? Raise your hand. Okay. Sometimes when I went to Sister George's house, and she prepared good coffee, hazelnut coffee for me. And before I take a sip, I just smell it. Oh, so good, right? Okay. But again, I never shed tears because of coffee. Even I try tons of coffee, about 10 cups of coffee, instead just cause my stomach ache. But the love of Jesus will touch us. They make us shed tears. So some nights, I lie down on the bed and just think of God's love. And tears were trickling down my cheeks. So we can compare, okay? But love is invisible. And love, we don't have to pay anything for love. And it never be used up. Never failed love. But one represents the worldly pleasure. Okay. It's a temporary. It's look good, the one, because the pleasure makes us feel good. Well, when we take a coffee, right? It's so good. And good food look so good. And feel good, smell good, sounds good. But finally, it brings pain, misery, and desperation, frustration. How about love? Love is obstructed. You cannot see, right? You cannot see. Where's love? I love you. Where's love? Show me the love. Where's love? You cannot see. It's invisible, but it exists. And love never fails, never is up. It costs nothing. And it exists forever. And love brings forgiveness, forbearance, acceptance, change, transformation, and peace and joy. Okay. So where can we find the love? Because in the verse 2 said, for your love is better than wine. Your love is better than worldly pleasure. Jesus' love is much, much better than water prejudice. And most majority of this world pursue the worldly pleasure. Of course, because of worldly pleasure, is we can see, we can touch, look and feel. They feel good, touch good, taste nice, right? It's good for us. That's why no one wants to change themselves. No one wants to transform themselves. Because they will be just clinging, they cling to worldly enjoyment. But where can we get a love? Okay. Let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. So the Holy Spirit was given to us already. We received the Holy Spirit. And the love of God has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, actually, we also receive God's love. And God's love will feel in our hearts. So how to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord? We must be filled with God's love. Okay. Because God's love will change us, will transform us to be better, to be nicer, right? And can bring peace to our society, can bring peace to our church, and also to ourselves. According to Ephesians chapter 1, say, God bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ through adoption, redemption, and also seals us with the Holy Spirit. Okay. So if we have intimate relationship with our Lord, then we will accept others. If we have the love of God, then we will accept others. Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. So Apostle Paul encouraged us, accept one another as Jesus has accepted us already to the glory of God. Okay. Of course, everybody is different. You and me is different. God created human being with unique. You are different from me. Right? Everybody is different. So we have to accept each other because God has accepted us. No matter who we are and what we are, Jesus accepted us. Okay. Now, many years ago, I heard the fact, it's a true story. In some church, because some youth just immigrants from Taiwan or from China, of course their English is not so well, like me, right? Chinglish, okay? Poor English. Yeah. Sometimes, what do you say, Pastor? Yeah. And the other group who was born in the States, just reject them. They won't allow them to join their group. The newcomers just feel frustrated because they were rejected. Why? Because they could not speak very good English. English is nothing, right? Because you were born here, of course. You speak English, you receive education. Let me try this way. Who else? Come on, bye. Come on, bye. Come on, Shoshama. Hey, response. Right? Did you understand what I'm saying? Who else? No? Okay. Portuguese, right? Portuguese. Can you speak Portuguese? If you were born in Brazil or Spain, not Spain, Macau also speak Portuguese. Of course, it can speak that language. Because it was born here, of course, it speaks English, right? So we should not reject anybody, to accept anyone, because God accepted them already. They are our brothers and sisters. They are our brothers and sisters. There's no reason to reject them. We will accept them, receive them. Also, we have to help them to learn the language, to learn English. Be passionate to hear them, to listen to them, to understand them. Even their English is so poor. Just help them, pray for them, right? And show them how to improve their English. Not just look down on them. No, that's not the right way. Okay. And some elderly people, they walk so slowly, right? They walk so slowly. And because they cannot make up. Why I make up, right? I'm 95 years old. Why should I make up? So they look a little bit ugly because the age, that right? Wrinkle everywhere, gray hair. Say, hey, you know, this is old guy, these old people walk so slowly, right? I'm so young, and wrong. Then look upon them. It's not right. Accept them, receive them because Jesus Christ has accepted them already. So if we have an intimate relationship with God, then we should accept others. Then second, forgive others. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So we should forgive each other because you see that God forgave us already. From this story, from this passage, we do not God, Jesus Christ used the parable, right? Say that one servant or his master, $10 million. And his mother said, you got to pay me back. And his servant said, oh, please, I don't have any money. I will pay you later. I will pay you. Please be patient with me. I will pay you. So his master just have compassion on him. Then just cancel his debt. And when this servant came out from his master's house, he met another co-worker. And another co-worker just owed him $10, 10 bucks. He said, you got to pay me. And his co-worker said, oh, please, I don't have money to pay you. I don't have money to pay you. Please be patient with me. I will pay you later. Then he just hardened his heart, have no compassion, have no mercy, and grabbed him and put him in the jail and tortured him. You got to pay me back. Otherwise, I will take your wife as a slave and take your children as a slave. Okay. The master heard this news. He was so angry, so fierce. I canceled your debt, $10 million, and your co-worker only owe you 10 bucks. Can you compare $10 million and 10 bucks? Of course, 10 bucks to $10 million, 10 bucks, nothing, right? Like a big rock and dust and one dust. It's nothing, almost nothing, like air, nothing. So sometimes we just hold a grudge against someone because of a trivial issue, small things, only one word. Then we hold a grudge against someone, we just hate someone, right? It's not right. not Jesus. They equal. When we can forgive others, we also release ourselves. If you won't forgive someone, you just bind yourself. You will feel sorry for your whole life. You will regret for your whole life. So why not now we just forgive someone who wronged us? Maybe your parents. You consider your parents just hurt you, right? Forgive them, even parents. Your parents not a superman. Everybody will make a mistake. Everyone. Are you perfect? Let me ask you. Are you perfect? Paulina, are you perfect? Are you perfect? No, right? Nobody is perfect in this world. So I wish you forgive each other. If your friend, your classmate, your brother and sisters have wronged you, just forgive them. Forget. Nothing is so important. Salvation, Jesus cleans our debts already. $10 million already. Today's money, maybe $10 billion. How many generations have to make money, have to accumulate $10 billion? Even five generations cannot accumulate $10 billion, right? But Jesus said, cancel your debt. You don't have to pay me. How about only couple bucks? Trivial issue. It's nothing, right? Bible tells us, our body has been crossed on the cross already, has been nailed down on the cross already. So we become dead body. If somebody beat us because we are dead, there will be no response. Right? You wrong me. I don't care. Right? Because I am dead. I died on the cross already. Right? Dead body has no reaction, has no sense, has no feeling because they are dead. That's what Bible teaches us. Near our sinful nature on the cross. So if someone criticizes you, no response. Hey, I still holding my peace, right? Still smiling, right? Even beat me, you criticize me, you wrong me, I'm okay, right? It's okay. Just we need a power, we need a strength. Then next one, the care about others. Let's turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? 7. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. See? Every single hair is numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Okay. God numbered our single hairs already. Each single hair. How many people, even your parents, never count your hair, right? Your parents love you so much. Yes, your parents love you so much. How many of you are married already? Raise your hand. Okay. Your husband numbered your hair? No. But your husband loves you so much, right? Yes. How about God? Our God numbered our hairs, each hair, individual hair. So God cares about us. God cares about us. So we have to care about other people. Respect for people. These are our basic requirements in our church community. Right. We have to respect others. Respect those who work for us, cook for us, clean the carpet for us. Right. Respect council members. Respect elder people. Respect our parents. Respect. This is a basic fundamental character. Right. Even even Gentiles people, Gentiles, they know how to respect for people. How much more we are God's children, right? We have the help of the Holy Spirit. So respect other people. You know, sometimes I heard adult members complain about youth. They say, when youth meet adult members, they never greet elder people, they never greet adult members. Never say hello, never say good morning. Just walk, and then pretend didn't see anybody. It's not right. Okay. Respect. We are human beings. I'm a human being, right? Even you are smarter. If you are smarter, who gave us wisdom? God gave you wisdom, right? You are wealthy. Who gave you wealthy? God. Because you were born in such a family, right? In such a family. How about if some children were born in Africa, right? You were born here. You have a lot of good opportunity to receive good education. You enjoy abundant material. Because you were born here. You didn't do anything good, please. So what's the difference between you and me, between you and the Lord one? Nothing. We are all God's children. We are all human beings, right? So respect for people. If we have good relationship with our Lord, then we accept others, we forgive others, we care about others. Okay, please come forward to pray.